If your mother tells you that she wants you to wear a coat outside because she feels that it's too cold, are you mechuyev to listen to her or not? Is there a chiyev to adhere to a directive of a parent if the directive has nothing to do with a physical need or benefit that the child's going to provide to the parent? Rather, it's something to do with the child's life, such as this case where the parent just wants the child to wear a coat. Is there a chiyev for the child to listen or not? So there's a Gemara in Kedushin, Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, that tells us that there are two chiyuvim when it comes to a child's relationship with his parent. Number one, there's the chiyuv of kavod. Number two, there's the chiyuv of moira. Moira is an obligation that's incumbent upon the kid to avoid doing something that's harmful to the parent, that's disrespectful to the parent. For instance, you have to fear the parent, and that includes not being oimid bimkoima. You can't stand in the parent's place. You can't be soiser's dvarav. You can't contradict the parent. Things of that nature. What's kavod? Kavod is in the positive. To feed him, to give him something to drink, to dress him, to help him walk. Those are examples of the chiyuv of kavod, the chiyuv to honor your parent. That's the Gemara in Kedushin. There's two chiyuvim. There's chiyuv of moira, there's chiyuv of kavod. Moira is on the negative, usually, and the kavod is in the positive, to help him out, to feed him, and to get him dressed. Says the Ramban in Yevamos Daf Vav Amud Aleph, the mitzvah of kibud av va'em only includes listening to a parent if you're going to actually provide a physical hana, a physical enjoyment and benefit to their guf, to their actual body. For instance, the examples mentioned in the Gemara. You want to cook for him, that's a physical benefit. You're giving them food. You want to help him get dressed, that's a physical benefit. These are examples of kavod. However, if the parent commands you to do something that gives them no hanas haguf, doesn't provide any physical benefit for the parent, there is no chiv of kibud av aim on the child. That's the shita of the Ramban. And the Mela, if the parent says, you know, don't have a relationship with Pliny, don't become friends with Pliny, or please wear a coat outside. According to the Ramban, there's no chiv of kavod, because the chiv of kavod only includes things that the parent wants you to do that provides a physical benefit to the parent. Hanoas haguf. That is the shita of the Ramban. And the Ramban brings a raya to this effect. Says the Ramban, the Gemara over there is discussing the mitzvah of kibud av va'em in the context of asei doicha lo yisusei. And according to the girsa of the Rabbeinu Chananel, the Gemara has the following shaka v'tarya. The Gemara wants to know, why can't we learn from the lav of mechamer that asei is not doicha lo yisusei? Why? Because the Gemara over there says that if the father commands the son to go, be mechamer with the animal, lead the donkey, lead him and bring food that's going to be laden on the donkey on Shabbos. So that is the lav of mechamer. And the halacha is that the child does not have to listen to the parent. Even though the parent's directly commanding him to go be mechamer, be over on the isra of mechamer on Shabbos, to go lead his animal, lead the donkey, to bring food on the donkey on Shabbos. Nonetheless, the child is allowed to disregard the command. And you see that you don't say asei d'chalois asei. And therefore, even though it's an asei to listen to your parents, it's kibud av va'em, nonetheless, it's not d'chalois asei of mechamer. So says the Gemara, why can't we derive a general rule that asei is not d'chalois asei from the isra of mechamer, which is not can't be violated when the father commands you to violate it on Shabbos. Zok de Gemara, according to the understanding of the Rach, you can't derive that normally an asei can't be deicha alois asei. Why? Because really, in general, we have a rule, asei can be deicha alois asei. So why over here is it different? Over here, it's not a real kiyum asei that's being deicha alav, it's only a hechsher mitzvah. How so? Over here, when are you mekayim the mitzvah? When is the mitzvah of kibud av va'em fulfilled in this particular case? When you actually bring the food and serve it to your parent, when you give it to your father, when you present your father with the food, that's a kiyum mitzvah of the mitzvah of kibud av va'em. When are you over on the lav? You're over on the iser when you bring it on the chamor, when you bring it on the donkey and you're over on the iser mechamer. If so, at the time when you're over on the lav of mechamer, you have not yet come into fulfillment of the mitzvah of kibud av va'em. At that point, it's just the hechsher mitzvah. It's just the preparatory stage of being mekayim mitzvah, where you're trying to bring the food to your father, and subsequently you're going to present it to him and being mekayim the mitzvah of kibud av va'em. And therefore, says the Gemara, perhaps only over here the asay is not doicha the lav, because it's not the kiyum mitzvah of kibud av va'em taking place when you're violating the lav. It's only a hechsher mitzvah. It's only the preparing of the food. It's the bringing of the food that's taking place while you're being over in the lav. And that doesn't have the koyach, it doesn't have the power to override the lav. And that's why dafka over here, you can't listen to your father if he tells you to be over on mechamer on Shabbos. Says the Ramban, you see from here, that merely preparing the food to present it to your father is not a kiyum mitzvah of kibud av va'em. And the only kiyum ha-mitzvah of kibud av va'em takes place when you actually give it to your father, when you actually present the food to your father, because only then you're actually giving your father hanoah saguf, you're giving your father physical benefit. When you're just bringing it on the chamor, you're bringing it on the donkey, you're transporting it, that doesn't actually provide a physical hanoah to the father, and therefore there's no kiyum mitzvah, it's only considered a hechsher mitzvah, and therefore we can't allow a lav to be overridden in the case of hechsher mitzvah, and that's why in this case you can't listen and be mechamer on Shabbos. So the Ramban proves from here, Yisoid, that the mitzvah of kibud av va'em only applies if the father tells you to give him something that's going to provide some hanoah saguf to the father. But if he just tells you something that doesn't actually relate to the physical benefit of the father, there's no chi of mitzad the din of kibrav to listen to your father and to adhere to his directive. There's actually a big machlokes with respect to the shitas harambam when it comes to this shaila. If the din of kibrav va'em applies even when listening to the father's command, when the command has nothing to do with a physical benefit that the child's going to provide to the parent. There seems to be a shaila of how to learn the Shitas HaRambam. Why? Because the Rambam seems to be Seiser himself. The Rambam in Hilchas Mamrim, in Perek Vav, Halacha Yod Beis, tells us that the mitzvah of Kibud av va'em is not doicha any Isser in the Torah. If the father tells you to do something that's Osir Midaraisa, or even Osir Midrabanon, you don't listen to the father. You don't listen if the father's command is in conflict with a mitzvah and you disregard his command. Why? Says the Rambam, because the Gemara's Darshans, that it says, Kulchem Chayovim Bechvoidei. It says, Ani Hashem, Kulchem Bayovim Bechvoidei. Because there's a svar that you and your father are both mechuyev to listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells you something, and your father tells you something, and they're in conflict, you listen to to Hashem, because you and your father are both mechuyev in Hashem's covet, in Hashem's honor. That's what the Rambam says in one place. That any time your father's directive is in conflict with the directive of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you disregard the command of your father, and you listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even if it's a mitzvah derabbono. However, the Rambam in Hilchas Gzeilah Aveda in Perek Yudal of Halach Yutes seems to be sicer this. The Rambam is talking about a case where the father tells the son, do not be meshiv the Aveda. You see an Aveda, and the father says, do not fulfill the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda and disregard this Aveda. Says the Rambam, you neglect the demand of your father, and you return the Aveda. However, the Rambam presents a reason for his halacha. Says the Rambam, the reason why you should be meshiv the aveda and disregard the command of your father not to do so is because the mitzvah of hashavas aveda encompasses a lav and an asay, and the mitzvah of kibud av va'em is only an asay, and an asay is not doicha lav v'asay. That's the shita of the Rambam, And that's the explanation of the Rambam as to why you should disregard your father's command not to be meshiv in Aveda, since Aveda is a lav asay, and kibud avim is only an asay, and asay is not doich a lav asay. It's mash from the Rambam. If it would be only a lav, it wouldn't be a lav asay, and your father would tell you to do something that was in violation of a lav, you should listen to your father rather than listen to the Rebbe Yishlam. And that's says to the Rambam in Hilchos Mamrim, where the Rambam clearly says that you should disregard your father, you should listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because Ani Hashem kulchem chayovim b'chvoide, you and your father mechuyev in the honor of Hashem. So there are two mahalchim, how to reconcile this Rambam, how could miyash of the stirus Rambam. And according to one mahalich, the Rambam is fundamentally disagreeing with the Ramban we mentioned earlier. The Drisha in Chesha Mishpat Simin Reish Samach Vov, Sifkot and Zion, explains as follows. He says there are two types of mitzvahs of Kibud Av V'Em. There are two forms of Kibud Av V'Em. Number one, a tzivui of the father to do something that is going to actually provide a hanos aguf for the father. That's type number one. Type number two, a command of the father that the child should do something that doesn't provide any hanos aguf to the father, doesn't provide any benefit whatsoever to the father. These are two separate mitzvahs and dinim of Kibud Av V'Em. Says the Drisha, when the Rambam says that when there's a conflict between halacha, a mitzvah in the Torah, and your father's command, you disregard your father's command, you listen to the Torah, because of the drasha of kulchem, chayobim, bechvoidi, that's only when the father commands you to do something that doesn't provide any physical hanoah for him. In that type of kibud avim, where there's no hanoah saguf, there's no hanoah for the father when the child will fulfill his directive, in that case, you disregard your father if it's in conflict with the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with a mitzvah derabbonon or a mitzvah deraisa. However, if let's say the father tells you to do something that will provide him with a physical hanoah, in that case, you have to listen to him even if it's in conflict with the Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Shitas HaRambam according to the Drisha. On the Meila, Sok the Drisha, that's the Pshat in the Rambam. When the Rambam says in Hilchos Mamrim that you disregard the father if he's in conflict with one of the mitzvahs of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the reason is because of Kulchan Chayam B'Chvoidoi, that's talking about a tzivuy of the father that has no physical hanoah for the father. In that case, if it's in conflict with the Ratzon HaBayrei, you disregard the father. However, the Rambam in Hilchos Gzeilu V'Aveda is talking about Hashavas Aveda, and in that case, he's telling you, don't be meshiv the Aveda, rather, give me some food and give me something to drink. In that case, since there's a physical hano that the father wants you to provide for him, instead of being meshiv the Aveda, in that case, the father's command would actually override the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. Norvas. That's why the Rambam says that in Hashavas Aveda in particular, you don't listen to the father because it's a say and a lav. It's both a lav asay, the Hashavas Aveda, and Kibud Av V'Em is only an asay, and asay is not doich a lav asay. But be'etzem, you would listen to your father over the Torah if it would only have been a lav, because the father comes first when the tzivoy gives him a physical hano because of asay doich a lois asay. Because the Kibud Av V'Em is asay, and Hashavas Aveda is a lav, and asay is doicha a lav, and just over here, it doesn't work because it's a lav asay, and therefore over here it can't be doicha. Now what's the pshat in the drisha? If the mitzvah of kibud av v'em is so choshev that it overrides a lav in the Torah, and you say asay doicha loisay when it comes to kibud av v'em, then even if the father's directive is not something that is a physical hanah for him, you should still listen to him. Because if you tell me the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em includes even a case where the father tells you to do something that doesn't give him hanoah, then it should be doicha lav, and even if there is no hanoah for him, you should listen to the father. And if you tell me that you say the drasha of kulchem chayom b'chvoidi, and you don't listen to the father when he's in conflict with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, because who ve'aviv mechuyi b'chvoidi shel hamokim, because you and your father are both mechuyi in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's honor, in that case, that even if it's a physical hanah that's being provided for the father, nonetheless, you should disregard the father because he's in conflict with Rabbeinu Shlomo. And that should apply even if there is a physical hanah. So what's the chilek? What's the pshat in this distinction of the Rambam according to the Drisha? So the Achorinim explain the Drisha as meaning to say that there's a very fundamental difference between the mitzvah of kibud av va'em, when the father tells you to do something that gives him a physical hanah, and the case of kibud av va'em that doesn't give him a physical hanah. And even though they're both mitzvahs, the type of mitzvahs are very different. How? When the father tells you, give me something to eat, cook me something for my benefit, and there's a physical hanah that's going to be provided for the father, in that case, it's a mitzvah bein adam l'makom, because the Torah wanted you to be machshiv your father, and to be mechabed your father, and to respect your father. And since the Torah wanted you to take care of your father, in that case, it's a mitzvah bein adam l'makom, and therefore we say, aseh d'chaloyse say. So according to the Rambam, if there's a conflict between the Ratzon Hashem, there's a mitzvah in the Torah that is in conflict with the tzivui of your father, you listen to your father, according to the Rambam. Because what your father says is a mitzvah bein adam l'makom, and the isser that he's telling you to violate is also bein adam l'makom. So you say, aseh d'chaloyse is saying, you listen to your father. However, if you're talking about a mitzvah where the father doesn't get a physical hanah from this tzivoi, in that case, the reason why the Torah wanted you to listen to the father is midin bein adam l'chaveroi. It's because Hashem wanted you to adhere to the father's needs and will. And therefore, the Torah said, listen to him, treat him well, and listen to what he has to say. In that case, it's a din bin adam l'chaveroi. And memela, since it's a din bin adam l'chaveroi, we have a svara of kulcham chayavim b'chvoidei. If it's in conflict with the ratzon ha'boirei, you disregard the bin adam l'chaveroi mitzvah, and you take care of the ratzon Hashem. And in that case, says the drisha, we disregard the command of the father if it's in conflict with a mitzvah, and in that case, you fulfill the mitzvah rather than the father's tzivui. So that's the pshat in the drisha, being mechalik between a tzivui of the father that provides him with a physical hanah, and a tzivui that doesn't provide him with a physical hanah. But it comes out, according to the drisha's mechalik in the Rambam taka holds that the mitzvah of kibud av va'em applies even if there is no physical hanah that he's going to achieve and he's going to receive as a result of this directive. And it's only a mitzvah bein adam l'chaveroi, but nonetheless, it is a mitzvah which must be listened to if it's not in conflict with the tzivui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the sheet of the Drisha and the Rambam. The Ramban, we mentioned, disagrees, and he holds that if there's no physical hana that's being given to the father, there's no mitzvah of kibudav b'chlal, even if it's not in conflict with a mitzvah. L'maisa, there are other mahalchim in the Rambam, and the shita of the Minchas Chinuch is not like the Drisha. And he learns that Avada, the Rambam, agrees to the Ramban that if there's no physical hana that's being given to the father, there's no mitzvah of kibud av va'em. The Rambam says by Hashavas Aveda that the only reason why the son has to disregard the father when he tells him not to be Meshav Aveda is because Hashavas Aveda is a lava say. So why does he have to do that? Why does the Rambam not learn it out from the other Mekar? That kulchem b'chayav b'chvoidi, that you and your father must heed HaKadosh Baruch Hu's demand, and therefore that's why you have to disregard the father. And Teretz is, says the Minchas Chinuch, because the mitzvah of kibud av Hashavas Aveda itself is a mitzvah bein adam l'chaveroi. You're supposed to take care of your friend and return his aveda to him. So in that case, there's no stir of kulcham b'chayam b'chvayit. There's no conflict with the ratzon ha'bayrei and the ratzon of your parent, because the ratzon ha'bayrei is only a conflict if it's b'nom l'makam dika mitzvah. But if it's a b'nom l'chaveri dika mitzvah, we say that the covet of the father be'etzim should come first. And that's why dafka over here, since it's a say and a lois say hashav aveda, in this case you disregard the father as a result of it being a lava say. But if not for the fact that it was a lava say, you would listen to the father over being the kind of mitzvah Shavas Aveda, since Shavas Aveda is a bein adam l'chaveri dika mitzvah and not a bein adam l'mokom dika mitzvah. Now, even though we're assuming that the Ramban holds, and perhaps the Rambam holds, that there's no chiv to be mechabed your father and listen to him mitzad kibur of if he directs you to do something that doesn't have any physical hanah for him, nonetheless, there still might be a chiv to listen to your father if he tells you to do something that there's no physical hanah for it. And therefore, even if he tells you, put on a coat because it's cold outside, you might still be mechuyev to listen to him, not mitzad the mitzvah of kibud, but mitzad the mitzvah of moira. And how would that be, shayach? So there's the famous Shita of the Makne in Kedushin Daf Lamed Aleph, where the Makne says that even though there's no mitzvah of kibud, if the father asks you to do something that doesn't have any physical hanah for him, nonetheless, you must listen to him as the mitzvah of moira. Why? Because it's nichlal in the isser of lo yistar is devarav, not to contradict his words if you disregard his command and you neglect to fulfill his need and his desire, even though it's in maisa and not in actual words. The Makna has a very beautiful raya to this, that the mitzvah of lo yistar is devarav can apply even though you're not doing something in a oifen of shlili, of disobeying him, of contradicting. Even if it's a positive mitzvah, it's still included in the mitzvah of Moira. And he gives a beautiful raya from the Gemara in Kedushin over there, where the Gemara is mavur that the mitzvah of Moira could also apply to mitzvahs of doing rather than just mitzvahs of abstaining from doing. That even though normally we assume that the mitzvahs of doing are mitzvahs of kibud, you provide food for him, you cook for him, you dress him, these are mitzvahs of doing, of kumva asei. And usually we assume that mitzvahs of sheval tase are mitzvahs of moira. Don't do. Don't be oimid bim koime. Don't be machria es devarav. Don't be soiser es devarav. Things don't do. Sheval tase. Usually that's how we distinguish between kovod and moira. And over here we're saying that the mitzvah of moira, lo yistar es devarav, will include even a kumvaseh, to listen to him if he tells you to put on a coat. The Makna brings a beautiful raya to this yisoid that even though the mitzvah of Meir is usually Sheval Tase, in this case it could also apply Kumvase and to tell you to listen to him with an action, not just Sheval Tase. What's his raya? His raya is from the Gemara in Kedushin. The Gemara tells us that there's a drasha that a woman is potter from listening to her parents if the directive of her parents is in conflict with the directive of her husband. If her husband tells her to do something for him, and she's told by her parents to do something for them, it's ein sipik b'yod alasa. She's b'rishus acherim, she's in the rishus, she's in the domain of the husband, and therefore she neglects the directive of the parents and she listens to the husband. And the Gemara learns it out from a drasha about Moira, that the drasha, the pasuk of Moira Ava'im, teaches us this din, that a woman's supposed to listen to her husband rather than her parents if they're in direct conflict, because she's in the rishus of their husband. Says the Makne, if this is talking about things that are sheva al tase, don't be soiser es dvarov, don't be oimid mkoimoy, you can't say that it's a conflict. You have no right to be machri es dvarov, to be oimid b'makom your parents, if just because you're in rishus of your husband. It's obviously referring to a case of kumva asei, as the Rishonim all point out, that it's talking about a case where your parents say, cook me something, and your husband says, cook me something. In that case, where it's kumva asei, you listen to the directive of the husband rather than your parents because you're in the rishus of your husband. So the whole conflict is only shayach when you're told to do something, and then there's a conflict who you should do it for. And therefore, you see clearly that even though it's the mitzvah of Moira that's teaching us this halacha, it's still kumvasei. So you see that Moira could also obligate you, the kumvasei, to listen to the person. Because if you don't listen to the person, it's not gora from being soiser es devarav. It's like contradicting their words. So you're contradicting them in action. When you contradict them in action, it's nichlal in the isra of lo yistar es devarav, and it's a violation of Moira avaim. And therefore, if your father tells you to wear a coat, if you disobey him, according to the Makna, you're over on the Isra of Moira of the din of lo yistar es devarav, which includes also contradicting him by action, not just by words. That is the shita of the Makna. Lemaisa, Reb Kiva Eger also agrees with the Makna. Reb Kiva Eger also holds that the chiyuv of Moira includes not disobeying a command of the parent, even if there's no physical hana that's given to the parent, this child. Nonetheless, there's a mitzvah of Moira, and that mitzvah obligates you to listen to them, and otherwise it would be included as soiser es devarav and contradicting them by words or by action. Now, even though this is the sheet of the Makna and the Reb Kiva Eger, that there's a din, there's a chiv, the child to listen to the parent, even if there's no physical hana that's given to the parent as a result of this tzivoy, nonetheless, many poskim disagree. The Ma'arik famously disagrees. Now, this is a tshuva from the Ma'arik that is paskin lahalocha in the Rambo. The Marik was asked about this following shaila. The child, the son, wants to marry a certain girl, and the father says, don't marry her. I don't want you to marry her. Now, this is an example of a tzivuya of the father that has no physical hana for the father by listening to him. It's something that has to do with the child's needs, child's goof. Is there a chiyuv for the child to listen to the father? So in that tshuva, the Maharik says three reasons why the son does not have to listen to the father and could marry this girl despite his father's hesitance and his father's demand not to marry her. Says the Maharik, I have three reasons why the son could marry her and disregard the father. Number one, we paskin that the din of Kibud Av is Mishal Av, which means that the son is not mechuyev to lay out money to be mechabed his parents. Rather, the son is mechuyev to honor his parents, to respect his parents, take care of his parents, but he could do it with his parents' money, not with his own money. And Mela says the Marik, if you're not mechuyev to spend money on honoring your parents, then Kolshkein, the son, doesn't have to be soivel and undergo the tsar of disregarding and leaving alone a woman that he thinks is the right zivuk for him, and listening to the father just because his father doesn't want him to marry her. That Sarah Goff is certainly more important and more distressing than spending money. And if you're not mechuyev to spend money, kolshken, you're not mechuyev to be soivel this tsar, and you're mechuyev, you're allowed to simply marry her and disregard the command of your father. That's number one. That if you're chayev mishal av and not mishal ben, certainly in this case you're not mechuyev to listen to your father. Number two, the Gemara says that it's a mitzvah to want to marry the woman that you're actually going to marry. You have to be also lekadosh isha achiravenu. You're supposed to see her, make sure that you like her, that she's physically pleasing to you, her appearance, because otherwise it's not going to be a good shidduch if you don't have a liking to her appearance. And therefore, when the father says don't marry her, and you think that this is the right one, it's a conflict, his command, with the Torah, because the Torah wants you to like the woman you marry, and therefore, since it's a conflict, we have a drasha of kulchem b'chayam b'chvaydi, that when the father's command is in conflict with the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's command, you disregard the father, and you listen to the Torah. That's number two. Number three, says the Marik, there's no chiv to listen to your father in this case, because the chiv of kibud av ha'em only applies if there's a physical hana, the physical benefit that you're giving to the father. And in this case, there is no physical hana. The father tells you, don't marry her. This has nothing to do with the father's goof. This has to do with the child's goof. And therefore, the child does not have to listen to the father. And the Marik says, mefurish, that there's no chiv to listen to the father if there's no hana asa goof for the father, bein mitzad the chiv of kibud av, and bein mitzad the chiv of moir av. So both kibud and moir do not obligate the son to listen to the father if there's no hana asa goof for the father. Memela, the Marik concludes that the son should go ahead and marry this girl even though the father doesn't want him to do so. Now, the question is, how do we paskin? Do we paskin like the Marik, that you're not mechuyev to listen to your father if he tells you to put on a coat in the winter or when the weather is cold? Or do we paskin like Kveger in the Makna that you are mechuyev mitzad the din of lo yister es devarov, because it's like you're contradicting your father when you contradict him in action and don't listen to him when he wants you to do something? So this is where it gets very interesting. The Ramah paskins this Maharik lemaisa. The Ramah paskins that if a son wants to marry a girl and the father says, I do not want you to marry this girl, the halacha is the son could go ahead and marry her and could disregard the command of the father. This is in Yeridei Simin Reish Mem, Sif Chaf Hei, where the Ramah passes this Marik La'aloch. There's a machlekes achroinim as to how to understand the Ramah. The Arugas Habaisim in Or Chaim and Simin Yotes and the Divrei Yatziv, they discuss this tshuva of the Marik and the Psak of the Ramah. And they have the following disagreement. The Arugas HaBoisim says that you are in fact mechuyev to listen to your father mitzad lo yistar es dvarov, even if there's no physical hano that the father wants you to do for him. Even if he tells you wear a coat in the cold weather, you're mechuyev to listen to him mitzad the din moira lo yistar es dvarov. I, the Ramah, passes the Ma'arik. Says the Arugas Aboisem, the Ramah only paskind like the Ma'arik when there are all three svaras telling you to disregard the command of the father. A, his first svar, because the chiv of kibud avim is only mishal ha'av and not mishal ha'ben. And number two, this svar that there's no physical hanah. Va'oid, he says that it's a conflict between the ratzon ha'bayri and the ratzon of the father. Only when all three svaras are present, the Ramah would pass like the Ma'arik. But the Ramah never mentions this din, aside from this case, the Ma'arik. When it comes to any other halach, the Ramah doesn't say that you're not mechuyev to listen to him when there's no physical hanah. It's mashma that if it would be a tzivoy that the father has for you that doesn't provide a physical hanah for him, you are mechuyev to listen to him when the other two svaras of the Ma'arik don't apply. And therefore, the Arugas Abayisim holds that only when all three svaras are here together can you be mekel like the Ma'arik. But if you only have the svara of the father commanding you to do something that doesn't give him a physical hana, you do have to listen to him, even according to the Rambo. However, the Divya Yatziv, the Kleisenberger, in Yerudeya Simen Kuf Chafhei, disagrees with the Arugas Abayisim. And he holds that since there are more passings like this Ma'arik Lamaisa, there are more assuming that you do not have to listen to your father if he tells you to do something that doesn't give him a physical hano, that doesn't provide for him some type of hano asaguf. And therefore, he says, if your father would tell you to put on a coat in the cold weather, you would not be mechuyev to listen to him, since there's no physical hano that is given to the parent as a result of the son putting on the coat.